The international and local response to the outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus has brought positive results in recent weeks, according to Mr. Nabarro. But speaking at the UN, he said there was still work to do.
There are now 10 times fewer people diagnosed with Ebola each week than there were in September last year. And there really has been remarkable progress. Yet in preventing the final 10% of infections, about 120 or 30 per week, might be the hardest part of the response. And until this hard part, this last part, is completed, the affected nations and the world cannot declare victory.
The UN Secretary General echoed the positive news, but said there was too much at stake to allow for complacency.
While overall figures remain much lower than what we saw in 2014, incidence rates rose again in Guinea and Sierra Leone in recent weeks. This reminds us that setbacks can quickly follow apparent gains and highlights the need for constant vigilance and active surveillance, even in unaffected areas.
The UN Mission for Ebola Emergency Response, or UNMIR, is the first ever UN health-focused mission. Speaking from Liberia's capital, Monrovia, UNMIR Chief Ould Sheikh Ahmed said the mission will transfer its functions to national governments and UN partners when the time is right.
If the epidemiological situation shows that we have been successful in our surge effort over the next few months, then the time also draws near for us to begin a phased transition in which we will transfer UNMIR's function and capabilities to national government and UN partners.
Meanwhile, the UN has said that additional finance is needed to support the work of national governments as they strive to get to zero cases. UN Special Envoy David Nabarro again.
What we're saying is that if the intensive effort is to be sustained and has to be sustained for much of this year, the total cost will be about 1.5 billion. We've got about 600 million, but it does leave quite a large shortfall in finance.
A conference in Brussels on the 3rd of March has been organized to identify current gaps in the response and to plan for recovery. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.